Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hello, world. What's up, guys? Happy Labor Day. Happy Monday. This is Dave Van Auken, the Dave Van Auken Show, episode 128. We're doing it, guys. It's September 5th. Hopefully, you guys had a great weekend. Insane weekend of combat sports, right? Like, it's not even college football is back. An insane boxing. Andy Ruiz Jr. last night in boxing. But, of course, UFC Paris. We'll jump all into that. Guys, we have a huge pay-per-view weekend. UFC 279. It's Chimaev and Diaz. Come on. Like, let's get this momentum going. Huge news after from the Nate Diaz, kind of group. So big news on that. We'll kind of hit that in a second. But before we start anything, guys, huge week, huge betting week in the UFC. And I always say this, don't let bettors bet alone. Let's all bet together and let's head to mybookie.ag right now. Make sure you use that promo code bananas. We see you guys. We see it all on our socials. And some, I know, you know, I do that too. Sometimes I go to the website. I'm doing this and doing this. I'm getting excited. I want to make that money. I told you guys to bet on Bobby Knuckles, right? Betting bananas. We told you to bet on the underdog, Nathaniel Wood. Betting bananas, L. Wagman, Ryan Quinn. Told you to bet the over on the Gon and Tai Tuivasa. Betting bananas, absolutely clean house. So I know you're getting excited, but make sure when you go to MyBookie, MyBookie.ag, you use the promo code bananas. All right, there we go. We paid the bills. Huge weekend. Like I said, we're really good. Let's recap a little bit more before we go into more preview stuff. Right now, the bet that's really jumping on me at UFC 279 is Kevin Holland. I think he's only minus 190, 195 right now. I think that's way too low. I feel the same way that I felt about Robert Whittaker. Don't get cute. Just bet that straight. Kevin Holland is on one. Kevin Holland's the real deal. He's back. Kevin Holland will win that fight against Danny Rodriguez. All right. So there was one nugget. We have Betting Bananas Wednesday. I'm traveling myself. I'm heading down to Coconut Creek. We're going to do a little photo shoot this Wednesday. Very excited with that, with our girl L. Wagman and Ryan Quinn. But all right, UFC Paris. With me doing the podcast and me having interviews and covering mixed martial arts and doing commentary and being behind the scenes and hearing stories and talking to fighters on a daily basis, I think I get most of what the common folks, what the middle class, the midstream people get on MMA and who they root for and who's big. I was there watching Conor McGregor's debut on the prelims. Like I saw it all. I saw the whole run of Max Holloway. I saw the whole run, right? We see all these runs of Kamaru Usman and Gamebred before. Everyone forgets Gamebred and Bellator, stuff of that nature, right? There's actually two. It's funny because one just happened and one is coming up. I get Patty, Sugar Sean O'Malley. I get the polarization. Some people love him. Some people hate him. And I get everything in between. I don't get right now. I think we're missing out. I think we as an MMA community is missing out on one guy. And that's Ciryl Gane. I think we're missing out. I know, what was it? It was three fights ago. I think it was the Rosenstrike fight that we kind of, I think we, it was a very technical fight. And usually in the heavyweight divisions, we don't see that. We see a lot of Tai Tuivasas. We see a lot of Derek Lewis's, right? We see a lot of Brock Lesnar's. And so when we were aware and when we were realized that Ciryl Gane didn't have that same direction, he didn't have that same map, he was going to do stuff a little bit different. To me, I said it beforehand and I said it now, Ciryl Gane looks to me like a welterweight. He's just 260 pounds, right? He's just a humongous, massive man. And also, like, I don't think he gets the credit that with the cardio and his body, I don't think he gets the credit where credit's due. we look at most of the heavyweights, and I love me some Tai Tuivasa. I love me some Bam Bam. What a dog. What a great fight. One of the best fights I saw all year. Just so entertaining. I love that fight. You can give me three of those fights on every pay-per-view, and I'm giving you my $74.99. But Ciryl Gane puts in the work inside the octagon and outside of it. I think the cardio is one of the best cardios I've seen in the heavyweight division. I think he's brilliant. His game plans and his the feints and what he does on the technical side, I think, is so underrated. And I think what Ciryl Gane does, what he does to win each fight, every fight is different. Every time, guys, I know it's school back, right? So our kids, we're doing homework and stuff. You have to talk to your kids different. You have to give them something different. You have to give them a treat afterwards. You have to say longer bedtime, no bedtime, short bedtime. You can watch something on YouTube. You can't watch something on YouTube. Whatever the case may be, is everyone is different. Every kid is different, and every fight is different. And that's why I think Ciryl Gane wins in spades. I was in love with that fight. I was one of the best fights. That Jiří Prochazek and Glover, probably my favorite fight of the whole year. Just, it was so much fun. Just the up and down, the roller coaster. I thought Gane and Tuivasa was really close. I love that fight. So, but hats off to Ciryl Gane. We did our matchmaking Monday here at Fight Bananas. And I think what Gane should do, and sometimes this works in spades, he shouldn't fight anyone. I saw that Curtis Blaydes says, I'm next. There's no way, no how that man should fight anyone behind him. And also, too, this is called a spade to spade. We saw Francis Ngannou was there. He was there. There's something about he was there. Also, he looked Francis was always huge, was always massive as a heavyweight. He looked bigger than usual, and that's going to happen if you had, knee surgery. That massive man is going to maybe gain a couple of LBs, you know what I mean? So you just don't know. And then the other two guys, we've heard that John Jones was going to fight now for 18 months. And yeah, December, we keep hearing that date. Let's see. And then the other one is Stipe Miocic. He's another guy. He's hard. He gets prickly. He's a hard guy, and he does the firefighting stuff, and he's a dad. And sometimes if the dates don't line up, he just doesn't do it. So if I'm Ciryl Gane, I just kind of wait. You don't know if Francis will not be ready. You don't know if Miocic won't be ready. You don't know if Jones is going to fight or not. If I'm Ciryl Gane, I go to the UFC and be like, I'm ready to fight for the UFC heavyweight championship or the UFC interim championship. And then one of those three maybe will fight. Like one of those three might fight Gane. Gane might be AKA the A side. He might be the side. Yes, Gane's fighting on December. Who's stepping up to sign the contract first? So if I'm Ciryl Gane, no disrespect to Curtis. Curtis Blaydes, no disrespect to any other heavyweight. You know, Tom Aspinall had the surgery. Ciryl Gane is literally number one. Like he just fights for the championship next. So there's Ciryl Gane. That gets us to Bobby Knuckles. Robert Whittaker wins the co-main event in absolute stunning fashion. Unanimous decision when dominates a tough as a bad Wi-Fi connection, Marvin Vettori. Bobby Knuckles just keeps winning. The guy just keeps winning. If it wasn't for Israel Adesanya, one of the greatest middleweights to ever live, he puts his middleweight championship on the line 7 weeks from now, UFC 281. If it wasn't for Izzy, Bobby Knuckles could be the middleweight champion now, probably ongoing for 5 years, 4 or 5 years. There's just not another one. There's just not a middleweight other than Izzy. He's beat them all. And some of those guys, I always say, Islam Makhachev, he's about to fight for the championship. Name me one top 10 guy he's beat. He hasn't beat one. And somehow that just happens. Robert Whittaker is the exact opposite. And tell me a not top 10 guy he hasn't beat. He's beaten everyone. So when we made our matchmaking Monday, there was only one guy that made sense, and that's Sean Strickland. It's the only guy he hasn't defeated yet. Strickland was out. That's a really cool main event of a fight night, probably in Vegas, probably in the springtime. And if you're just Bobby Knuckles, you just kind of wait. You hope, of course, that Pierre gets the job done. But you sit there. You just keep doing work. You keep cementing that you're the number two 185er in the world. And sooner or later, Izzy will, won't be there anymore. He'll move up to another division. He'll get an injury. Something will happen. And then you try to strike when the iron's hot. But congrats to Robert Whittaker. He was my best bet on the board. Also, he was Ryan Quinn's best bet on the board. He was just, and it was too low, minus 230. My bookie was giving money away. He should have been over a minus 300. And then you try to get fancy, try to like match something up. But when you're minus two, if you're under 250 and you're pretty strong to win, you just bet that clean all day long. You just take, you don't get fancy. You don't say by decision or not. You don't try to parlay with another thing. It's mixed martial arts. It's hard to win fights. Anything can happen. You just, if it's under minus 250, that's my rule. If I like it, I just go for it. That's it. Nothing fancy. So Bobby Knuckles. UFC 279. This, we're 5 days away. Diaz versus Chimaev, Holland, Rodriguez, Ferguson, the Leech. How crazy, how good is that? The news that broke yesterday, Sunday, around Sunday, midday, at night here on the Eastern East Coast, that Nate Diaz is starting his own fight promotion, Real Fight Inc. And as much as I am a game-bred Masvidal guy and Icon FC, what he's doing on UFC Fight Pass, I absolutely love this move for Nate. Excuse me, guys. anything that benefits fighters, anything that's good for fighters, anything that's for fighters, I'm in for. I want more fighters to make more money, more opportunities, more situations, more scenarios. Now, with him opening up his own promotion, that one that gets more jobs to fighters who want to fight. Could be older veterans, could be guys that just don't want to deal with some of the bullshit, some of the politics, and a lot of the newer guys, a new group, a new crop, especially I would assume in that West Coast, right? Also, commentators, cameramen, gyms, trainers, it helps the whole community. Podcasts, we can talk about Real Fight Inc. When Real Fight Inc. has their first show, we might do a watch along. And people will watch Fight Bananas, and that helps us with our sponsors with MyBookie. Go to MyBookie.ag, promo code Bananas. What I'm saying is anything that's for the community, for the mixed martial arts community, positive, we are down, we support, and we give them the hats off. We do the Derek Jeter GIF, you know? So hats off to Nate Diaz, and he's got something this weekend, man. He has something, and it's wild as when the fight was made. And we all know, I think we all know what it is, guys. We can read between the lines. Dana White was just kind of done with the Diaz business. Maybe annoyed with some of the back ends and some of the behind the scenes stuff. He had one fight in the deal, wants to get a fight, and he's putting them to the pasture, right? He's putting them out there, and he wants Chimaev to end the thing. And of course, he's a huge favorite. I believe the last thing I saw, I think he was a minus 1100 Chimaev. The comeback on Nate Diaz, plus 550. But the more it gets closer to the fight, and the more you think about it, and the more it's just, ain't this just the Nate Diaz thing? Ain't this just the Nate Diaz flick off, the chip on the shoulder? Like, this to me is right up Nate Diaz's alley. Oh, you think Chimaev's your boy? You think he's the next golden boy? You think Chimaev is the guy to, you know, put me away? He's the next one for the title shot. He's the next big money fight guy. No. Two middle fingers to you. I'm going to put cold water on Chimaev. I will leave. You never leave the business on a W. He wants to leave the UFC with a win and have a really big fight with Real Fight Inc., right? So I'm so intrigued. I cannot wait. You can sign me up for this pay-per-view. The Van Auken house will be definitely getting it. We'll be going bananas. We'll tell you that, right? So that's that. That's Chimaev and Diaz, UFC 279. Like I said, guys, we'll talk a lot about it during the whole week. You know, we have plenty of previews. We'll have Felicia Spencer. We'll have Joanna the Savage Robertson. We'll have a big, big week. But we definitely just wanted to really recap the Sir Gunn and Bobby Knuckles, Robert Whittaker. Big shout out to Nathaniel Wood, was our underdog that we loved all week long. He got the job done. So huge week here at Fight Bananas. A huge week pass with Ben and Bananas and ongoing. Guys, you got to stick with them. L. Wagman and Ryan Quinn is throwing out absolute nuggets out there. I might pitch in a little bit every now and then. Huge week. Wednesday, American Top Team. Multiple pods coming out. We got a packed week and a lot of fun stuff on the horizon. So UFC 279, we're 5 days away. Guys, we'll close with this. Go to mybookie.ag today. Make sure use that promo code Bananas. You got to use it. You get 50% match back deposit, and then go put your money on Kevin Holland. You're welcome. All right, guys. Have a great Labor Day.